What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All day, not your best there, brother. Little slow today. That's okay. Here we go. Get a little music in there this morning. Omar Kelly's in the house with us. All day, Dan Day. All day, what happened there? What happened? You're usually really smooth on the music. I've been aboard with the music. And we start this day, and it goes dark on us for just a second. We say good morning to everybody out there. Appreciate you being up early with us this morning, Omar Kelly.
Hold, let me ask you a question. Do you think the people who are up early have a choice right now? Do you think they're willingly up early, or are they on their way to work or getting ready for work or already working?
I think, first of all, I'm either a bad habit where you just want to get going and, you know, you don't have a lot of other things. You're jumping in your car that's free. I think it's habit, but yeah, most people are up, and like older people get up early. I know I do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much I drink. Doesn't matter how late I stay out.
That's just your life, though, Joe.
So I have stayed up. Not that anybody cares, but I've hit between 11 and 12 now a few times over the last.
That's late for you.
Few months. 11 and 12 on the weekends is unheard of.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Terrible date guy to go out with for her. So 11 or 12, I stayed up. I've sucked it up, whatever we were doing, you know. I've taken it for the team in some cases, as in my wife wanted to do things. And it doesn't matter, man. My ass is up at 4. She sleeps till 8 or 9, and I'm up at 4.
Yeah.
Drinking coffee and then kind of looking around, see if anybody else is getting up. Yeah, it just it doesn't change. Hey, Omar, it's great having you in here. Kim Bocamper's going to be in a little bit later on, the big fellow. Who's been out there, and he's getting set for the TV games on CBS for the preseason with Steve Goldstein. You've been out there for everything. You said it best. Secondary needs a savior. I saw the headlines on the article in the Miami Herald.
Man, do they?
So do we keep? If guys keep dropping, could there be a Rasul Douglas, a Stephon Gilmore, a Bradbury,
Asante Samuel?
Are they done and going, we'll find somebody maybe at the cut deadline at the end?
I think that's realistic. The one thing that I've learned about what's going on right now, if you're in the 30-year-old pack, the Mike Hiltons of the world, they're trying to stay away from you. I think that was the issue that was forced on them primarily because – they don't have a nickel, and Hilton is an experienced nickel.
Yes.
And I could argue with you that he's still not even getting first crack right now, even though he's a veteran. I don't know if it's because, you know, they're not trying to put mileage on his odometer, or he doesn't know the defense.
He's respectful to the 30-year-old club, as we know a history of Mike McDaniel.
That is true.
Very
yes.
respectful and bring it in slow. Know what you can. He's got great respect for veteran players.
That
he
is does. True. If you are in the 30-year-old club last year, not this year, you're going every other day. And that's something that's not just Mike being soft on these players. That's something that he learned from Mike Shanahan when he was a ball boy. And has incorporated throughout his career and watched everybody on the Mike Shanahan tree. If you're in a 30-year-old club, you get at least one day off a week.
You know what? There's been some old school guys. I know we got going on Mike McDaniel, but it's funny you brought that up. That was an old school thing. When Don Shula was going 100 million miles an hour 7 days a week, year round, there were some old school coaches that brought in old vets and just wanted them ready to go on Sunday, loved them, but gave them a lot of time off during the week. When I say a lot of time, take it easy today, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. And so some of that stuff's been around. By the way, got to ask you this, because somebody said, get ready. Tyreek may not get many days off like he did last year. He got that extra veteran day off. He said, not so sure this year that will be the case. What do you think?
We haven't seen any veteran days yet. We've had 7 practices.
I don't expect it. I'm talking about in November, December.
Oh. I mean, Tyreek is going to get whatever he needs. I firmly believe that. And
when you're, that'll be more his decision. Hey, coach, I need a day off.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't think it's just him. I've watched there are certain practices where Chubb and Phillips were dialed back. Yesterday, I would argue to you that Zach Sealer was dialed back a little bit. There's certain days where they want to get a look to see some of those depth guys a little bit more.
They like seeing matchups against certain guys too right now.
That's
they like
true.
The young guys going. And by the way, we got a lot of time today. We'll get into some of the guys have really gotten off to great starts. I think it looks great for some of the young draft picks we've had the last couple of years, really getting off to a good start. We'll talk about all that stuff. The secondary, by the way, I just realized last night, looking at everything and all the news with the Miami Dolphins, that all of a sudden the starting 5 from last year are all gone.
Yeah.
Or hurt for and out for the year. Cater being a nickel guy a year ago. Everybody, we got one guy out of the league. Well, 2 guys, I think, out of the league right now. Javon Holland's got a new team, and Jalen Ramsey's got a new team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuller's out. That's more medical. I'm not sure where he is in his rehab. That might be something I want to check on. Not to say that they're going to bring him back, because what they did was kind of ruthless. It was a pretty solid secondary, except for
didn't get a lot of takeaways.
No takeaways. Safeties played like trash.
you or I, one of us started that thing that play Minka made the other day in practice, going down the middle. That was one more play than we saw all of last year.
Listen,
from a safety.
In fairness to Javon Holland, if he didn't force that fumble,
in
Jacksonville
play.
Game,
no,
you don't win that game.
That was a great play. That falls under a great play. Yes.
Yeah,
one of the best plays of the year.
I got him $30 million. So, hey, congratulations to Javon.
You know what's funny? It is funny that we look at production and other teams go, you know what?
He's young.
Mm-hmm. Number 2, I can use him differently and get more out of him, new contract.
No, young talent can – young. Everybody thinks that they can coach up young talent. And I don't disagree with them, because – I don't know if Seattle saw Jordan Brooks the way that we see Jordan Brooks. Because if they did, they wouldn't have let him go. So, you know, you can sometimes Aaron Brewer. Tennessee didn't want him. So we saw a young, athletic, undersized center, but a guy that could help us get to the second level. So we have a vision. We have a different vision for him. And I'm curious to see what happens with Javon with the Giants. I'm curious. I love Daboll. He's one of, I would consider him a friend in the business. I love
always,
him.
Always great with all of us down here.
I love Daboll.
Yeah.
So I root for him, and I want to see what the Giants do. And I'm curious how Javon fits in and if Javon was – because I really feel like I commend Javon for playing through all the things that he played through last year.
I think it affected him, though. I think stuff when they gave out contracts.
Absolutely. No question.
That changed his whole mindset.
Because he played with a broken hand, a broken finger, and then he played with a knee injury at the end of the season. Javon was just trying to make it through that year not getting hurt. And I totally understand, because at the end of that road, there's $30 million. Because right now, he could have been like Kader Kohou. Kader is a restricted free agent. He's making $4 million this year. The Dolphins chose not to give him a multi-year deal. And next year, he's at the mercy of the of the Dolphins in the league. And they're probably going to do him like Nick Needham, which is give him $2 million deal.
Coming off an injury.
Yeah. And that's the worst case scenario and situation that all players want to avoid. That's why Minka wanted a new deal wanted restructured and more guaranteed money. That's why Zach wants the situation revisited. People don't understand the business end of that.
I think people understand now.
No, they don't. I can promise you they don't. They don't care.
No, we have certain people just look, yes. In fairness.
You know how many times I've heard, Zach signed that contract. He should honor it.
Yeah, we get that. All
the time. Oh, my God.
Because when we played, that was the way it was. And by the way.
You just had to take what they offered you, right, Joe?
You couldn't even go to free agency?
And
you know the worst part is they could cut you the next week and no pay. So it was, unless you were injured. But if you were just poor play, he could go, hey, we're gonna let you go. And yeah, and then you were a free agent. Somebody else wanted you, but that was the only way back then. But you're right about all that stuff. I totally agree, and that's why guys want a little more security, like I'm going to play hard and the whole thing. We've got a lot of stuff going on here this morning, matter of fact. Before we get going on everything else, Marlins win another series. It's their fifth in a row. They're 15-10 in the month of July. 52-55 on the season.
Let me ask you this question now, Joe. If they trade some of their top stars today, considering how hot they are, isn't this another strike against the organization?
We just were talking this morning. All day Dande was in here, and he goes, what do you think? And I said, I hope they don't trade him. I want to keep Alcantara now. He's pitched great the last – they got their whole starting pitching great right now. Some of the guys you probably never heard of, everybody across the board, they're worried about some guys getting injured because they've had injury stuff. But, I kind of like to come back with the same group and like, okay, let's see how good this story can be.
But if we have trust issues as a fan base with Marlins organization, and it's not the ownership group, it's just the organization, because this is the way they've done business for 20-something years that impacts our trust and impacts our ability to buy into what they're selling. If you go and you ship this, you're already a cheapest roster in the NFL, in Major League Baseball. If you go and break this team up, considering how hot they are, it's just going to impact our trust issues again.
So they're not going to get rid of their best players, Stowers and Ramirez and some of the young guys they've already brought in through trades that look like they're going to be really good players in the future. But I will tell you, if he gets the right offer, as in really good young prospects, some of the team's top prospects, they're loading up on those guys knowing they're going to hit on some of them. Some of them are going to end up being really good players. But I know the cycle you're talking about. Then they get real good. What happens? Because now, we'll have them under contract for 4 or 5 years.
Till we got to pay them, and then we'll ship them off. Ship them off to somebody else so we can continue.
I don't know how upset people will be at this point because the team
I think people have checked out on the Marlins, and I don't know. I don't know what can get them to check back in.
That's a good question, and we have talked about that. No matter, because this is the best they've played, the best quality baseball they have played in years. This thing, they were 16 games below. I think it got to 16 games below 500 here this year, and then something happened in June, and they won 8 in a row, and they have chipped this thing damn near back to 500 right now. I mean, and the guy, they play well. They come up with clutch plays. They come back and beat teams that have big names on their teams. I mean, it's a cool story, but to your point, I just don't know how many people have checked out on baseball. And, like, great story. I see it. But, hey, what's going on with the football team? Hey, great. But, Messi over there, what did he do last night?
It's that time of the year, yes. But I think if the Marlins continue to win, people will get curious. I am getting
a little closer to this wild card. They got some wild card spots they're chasing here. They're not going to catch the Phillies, and they're not going to catch the Mets. They're both up there in, 12, 13, 14, 15 games over 500. But – Hey, you get back.
Big crowd this weekend, though.
Yeah, Yankees Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Always good for business. Anywhere. Yankees are in town, it's good for business, even if Judge isn't playing. We have a lot of stuff going on here this morning. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald's in here. We got a lot of stuff to get to. There's a lot of topics with this team. Omar, I've seen a lot of your stuff. Still concerned about the offensive line outside of the starting five and James Daniels slowly coming back to 100%. We'll talk about that. Patrick Paul looks like he is off to a great start. I thought there was going to be it was going to take a while, and he's really picked up the pace.
Oh, since pads have come on? Oh, he's been probably the top performer of practice.
Yeah, you know what? I had him, and I was going to ask him, we come back. I have my top three or four guys. I was going to wait for Bo.
All right.
So he can't steal anything from us while he's driving in. And I was curious, overall, the best three or four players you've seen here early in camp. And we'll see how close we are with everybody's list. Hey, we got to go to break here real quickly this morning. Dolphins are off today, and they'll be traveling before you know it. Besides all these practices open to the public this weekend, Wednesday they'll be taking off, and they'll be gone for a while. For two preseason games, I can't remember that happening before. But I can remember going to Atlantic Men's Clinic for the first time. What a beautiful experience it was. First of all, nobody wants to go. I get it. But when you got full-blown low T and ED like I did, I had to do something. I was so tired all the time. I had no energy. It almost started to affect me that I thought I was going through some form of depression. It was so bad. It was that bad. And you know, you don't really have anybody to talk to except you ask your buddies. Hey, you tired all the time? Yeah, I'm kind of, it's normal, man. We're all getting older. Okay. And then I go, well, what about the ED part I'm going through? Yeah, the sex drive is not very good right now either. And they go, I don't want to talk about that. Well, listen, Atlantic Men's Clinic will knock it all out for you. I set up that first appointment. I was told about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I went down and met with them and got the PSA test done. Met with their professionals, told me it was normal. It's going to happen to every guy out there sooner or later, no matter stress, whatever. It's going to hit you. It's going to affect you. And all of a sudden, you're going to think you're closer to retirement and doing nothing. You gain 20 pounds. You're heavy because you're not active. So, of course, you eat the same amount of food. You're going to gain weight. So we all gain 20. Well, you can take it off. You can feel better. Get that sex drive back. And if this sounds good to you, I want you to set up that first appointment with Atlantic Men's Clinic because you are in for not good, but great results. Seven locations in South Florida to serve you. Hollywood's the newest one. Beautiful place. Beautiful place. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. It'll be the most important one you set up to find out everything. Get on a program for you and get great results quickly. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Learn more about Atlantic Men's Clinic. It works.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. All Day Dan Day, always showing up. Jamie's in here setting up some new equipment. I don't know what the hell we're getting ready to do, and Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald also in here with us. They're all over me about getting caught up to the other shows. And
yeah, the technology, Joe. If I was running this place, you'd be
you'd have me doing it.
Yeah,
doing
absolutely,
this stuff too.
No question.
Well, it's been a couple years, and they're going old school. You got to go new school.
They even built the studio.
Yeah, no, I get it. They got cameras everywhere.
Yeah,
and they go, everybody's shows are on. You can see everybody. And I was like, I don't know why everybody wants to see everybody, man. You just want to hear what they
have
to say.
It's radio. Yeah. You're old school, but blogs and podcasts is the way to go right now, man. And
that's all people, these are. You're exactly right. People, they cut them up and they're podcasts.
People want to see it. People want to see people talking.
Yeah.
Why I don't really know, but you know, it's a
booming, I got you.
It's a booming industry right now.
I know. And Jamie, they had to get a guy that could handle me, and Jamie's a guy, man. So he's in here, and he's, hey, we're getting closer, man.
Yeah.
We're getting closer, so everybody around the country for Dolphin fans and
so
everything
else. So they can
see
your beautiful face.
See just how ugly I really
am. See how big that head is.
Ooh,
really
Lord,
is.
Lord, it is large. It is large and not in charge, I can tell you that. Hey, we've got all kinds of stuff. So Perk comes out.
Yeah.
We may have Perk join us later on. We may have to get Perk up. So, I don't know how you feel about this, but and I'm on the same boat and been all over it, and Bo now got Quinn Ewers making a run at Zach Wilson. I said, Bo, I looked at him the other day. We're at camp. I said,
yeah.
Bo, I get it. Quinn Ewers making great throws, just like Skylar Thompson did. They're making great throws. They're doing great. It's good to see developing so fast.
They're developing chemistry with the weaponry that
Zach
they have.
Zach Wilson is a backup damn quarterback, and all that we really need to talk about, if Tua goes down, and I hope he does, and I hope he gets 17 in, but if he goes down and somehow gets hurt in a New England Patriots game, and they're going Thursday night to play the Buffalo Bills, they're not putting Quinn Ewers up there in Buffalo. Quinn Ewers is the third quarterback. By the way, they keep three quarterbacks.
Yeah.
They'll never get stuck with two again.
Probably right. I think it's only because of the $6 million that they paid him. Now,
it's more than that. It's experience.
No,
no. Come on.
And probably
been through it.
But if the rookie is close to the guy with the experience, what would happen if we actually open it up to a competition? And I'm just curious.
Also, so when they start game planning for both those guys, in my opinion, the guy that's got 33 starts, and I understand dysfunctional place and everything else, he has played in all, he's played in every AFC's place.
Listen,
he's been there for the good and the bad.
He got a little inconsistency to him. He is one minute he's hot, one minute he's cold.
You're talking about right now, yes. I happened to catch him on Saturday. It was
on his NFL practice, too. On his NFL career. Hot and cold.
Yes.
Hot and cold as a quarterback.
I happened to catch him over the weekend out there. He made four or five throws that were.
No. The arm is legit.
You see why he was number two.
Yeah.
You and I agree on that.
But that arm can misfire. That arm misfires quite a bit.
So what happens, in case you forgot, Skyler? I'm going back to Skyler again.
Why are we beating up Skyler?
I'm beating up Skyler because as in a point that everybody, our whole fan base was in love with. There were people on Skyler to start, even when Tua was around.
I remember that, yes.
They put a game plan in for Skyler in Seattle, and he looked like
Skyler.
He knew he was getting that start. It wasn't like Tua got hurt during the Seattle game. Don't say that.
I understand that, Joe, but in fairness to Skyler, he broke his ribs in the first quarter, okay? He broke his ribs in the fourth quarter, tried to continue to play through it. And
you making excuses.
No, I'm not making excuses.
You know why he got hurt in
true.
That game? Because he was a deer in headlights, not having a better feel for a guy chasing him.
You're right, but broken ribs are broken ribs. I now have a new appreciation. I broke my ribs probably a month, 6 weeks ago. Joe, I'm still in discomfort.
No, you can't breathe. I get it. My guys used to play with broken ribs.
And they'd shoot up?
They shoot. Dan Johnson, God bless you, Dan Johnson, wherever you are. And you can ask Bo when he comes in. Dan Johnson, one of the toughest mofos I've ever been with. It was a tight end. And he played through those ribs. And I literally saw him with tears in his eyes with that needle. And that thing would wear off. It hurt him to breathe. And kept playing. And again,
it hurts to sleep.
How does a doctor give him a green light back in the 80s to do that?
But that's the thing. Because of me breaking my ribs, I now have I used to make fun of Jay Cutler.
You're getting way off Skyler here.
No. Get back to I used to make fun of players like Jay Cutler. He played hot potato with that football at the end of the season. But we remember he played with broken ribs at the end of the year. And people were like, oh, he quit on the team because he didn't play in the season finale. Right. It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. And if it's a meaningless game, why is he out there? Now I have that perspective because I have broken ribs.
So who do you think's the number two quarterback going to be when this thing, if Tua goes down?
It's going to be Zach Wilson, but that's only because of money.
That's not because of money.
It's because of money, Joe. It's because of money.
So Mike's going to go, I really want to start the third guy, money I'm going
to
look
real. No, they're trying
Mike's
to justify.
Play the best guys.
I agree.
And win games.
I agree.
Most important thing.
I agree. But I could put it in one hand the times I've seen open competitions on this team. Just open, fair competitions. One hand. And that's in 4 years. That quarterback is not an open competition. Last year, they finally opened it up for Mike White and Skyler, and Skyler actually won that job. Now, obviously, it didn't turn out well for him. Or the team. But we saw him win the job. We did see with our own eyes he won the job.
He looked good with no game plan against him and a generic last preseason defense. Yes, he did.
Okay.
Threw the right guys.
It wasn't just that. It was practice, too. He beat out Mike White. Clear cut, he beat out Mike White. I'll never take that from Skyler. But that's the thing about Mike, and I don't like that. There aren't open competitions. And he said yesterday, because I asked a question, or somebody asked a question. He said yesterday.
Mike's got a real good reputation about quarterbacks.
Why? Because of Tua?
Yeah.
That's only one.
That's pretty good.
Fix another.
Pretty good start.
Fix another.
He's working on a couple guys right now.
Yeah, you're right.
He's actually got two guys he's working on. One that he knows a lot about, Zach Wilson, going back to San Francisco.
Okay.
He was out there in BYU watching him throw.
Yeah, that's cool, but fix another. If you want to get this quarterback guru reputation, okay, cool. I would make the argument, your offense is innovative and it's different and it's unique and it's custom fitted for Tua, but I don't know if Tua had to really be fixed. I think he just needed a good coach. Because Brian Flores was not a good coach for offensive players. Hold on.
For
offensive players. Tua's efficient quarterback. And he's always been
to his career. And by the way, part of it's not the physical part. Part of it is building a guy back up. That's part of coaching,
too. That's fair. That's fair.
And certain guys need it. Tua
needed it.
Tua's absolutely built that guy back up. And Tua admitted, I got beat up pretty good emotionally and mentally around here.
Yep.
And I got the right guy that everything he's told me, he stood behind.
And it's not fake for Mike, which is what I love and respect about Mike. Nothing is fake for Mike.
But I got to tell you, I don't care, and Bo's going to come in and probably double down with what you're saying. I don't care what you guys try to tell me today. If we're playing the Buffalo Bills, it's about winning games, and he's going to believe that Zach Wilson gives him. And I don't know what's going to happen. There's three preseason games, and everybody's going to see it. And maybe, hey, listen, it could happen. Quinn, you could go, hey, Quinn Ewers, to me, seems almost as good or better.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't have the arm.
He does not have the arm.
But not too
many
guys.
But he makes clutch throws, and I'm not saying that Zach Wilson doesn't make clutch throws. What Quinn doesn't do is he doesn't have those inconsistent streaks to him.
No, you're right. Every time I'm out there, he's throwing a touchdown.
He's pretty steady. I would like to see Quinn get some opportunity with the twos, with the better offensive line and with the better weaponry.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious what would happen.
I talked to a Denver Broncos coach last night.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about some of this stuff. We talked about it because I said it's going to be, hey, I hate to be talking about backup, but reality is, if you're down here with the Miami Dolphins, you have to talk about backup quarterback because you don't want what happened last year to happen again.
And I have honestly seen some plays where Tua would be hurt if the action were live. Like, so yes, this is a reality. This is unfortunately, this is a reality.
But the part you and I are disagreeing on right now, that if I really break it down, is you think that he feels he has to play Zach Wilson because of money.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, Mike is going to play the best friggin' guy because he's got to win games. Win games over one guy.
I know, but...
And you keep all three.
They're
not going anywhere.
It should be fair and open and honest competition. The only time I've ever seen that is right now with the cornerbacks, and it's anybody's guess who could get that job.
You're not going back to Tua should have competition for starting.
No, there's nobody who will compete with Tua.
Okay.
But I will say this. That's the one thing that I can identify in the 17 years I've covered the Dolphins that they have done wrong. They never want the quarterbacks to compete.
I think all the teams that have an open competition are all concerned that they don't have a guy.
Okay, but they never want him to even feel any pressure.
I think most teams like going in going, we got a good one.
Okay, well, had Ryan Tannehill, you should have drafted Derek Carr, which is what Joe Philbin wanted to do.
Well, I got to tell you, I have had lots of talks with Adam Gase about this conversation as he's probably getting ready to take the kids to practice this morning. And Adam loves living down here.
Yeah.
And Adam believed and will believe to his grave that Ryan Tannehill is a really good quarterback. I'm just telling you, until he got hurt and the thing where he went around. I'm just telling you.
I know he does believe that.
And I use that, what you just said, and I got a text back. He was listening, and now he's not coaching. I can say it. He texted me right back, and he's no way that he felt the guy you just mentioned is better than Ryan Tannehill at that point. Not even close.
Who are you talking about? Who is better than Ryan?
The guy that's out. Who were we just talking about?
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. Not even close.
Woo!
I'm just telling you. That's from Adam Gase.
I know.
I don't know if you knew that, right. but he texts me.
That doesn't mean he's right.
Well, saying again, these guys are there every day, and
that's cool. Ryan Tannehill,
they're watching guys.
Ryan Tannehill was there are five teams in the NFL right now. You don't think the New Orleans Saints could use Ryan Tannehill? I don't know if he's just absolutely checked out of the game.
I think Ryan Tannehill just literally had had enough.
Yeah, he made enough money.
You know he's getting calls. And I just think he just – criticism bothered him.
Yeah. Oh, did it.
And
did it.
You're kidding. I know you.
No, I'm serious. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Because he came off – I know I was a heavy criticizer.
Anybody ever –
he came off like Teflon Don.
Let me tell you something, Ryan Tannehill, if he never had to talk to you or me or anybody that looks anything close to media, I asked him one day on the show, he had to come on and go, hey, you really don't like doing this media stuff. And he goes, no, I don't.
Yeah, I know. Tua doesn't either.
He's gotten really good at it.
No,
he put on the captain. He got the big C for me. We don't need all the other captains. Just give him the big C.
What I love about Tua is Tua always gives you an honest answer. And yesterday he gave this really interesting answer about the cornerbacks. And when we come back, I'll try to find
it. Oh, you're talking about quarterbacks.
Cornerbacks.
Corner.
Evaluating the cornerbacks.
Oh, I heard his comments about the QB and – he kind of, the way it started, he kind of sounded like you did a little bit about
Zach's quarterback situation. Listen, Quentin Ewers he was doing good for 2 days, and it got me curious. Now, we haven't seen that steady consistency, but it's probably because they put more on his plate. I would just like to see him get opportunity. But we'll see in the exhibition season.
You're not going to get a chance to see him, and you won't have to worry about practices. Because Chicago's not going to go, hey, we're going to run this and that. They're going to get out there, and so is Detroit, and they're going to get after it.
Yep.
And Tua's probably not going to get as much work as he wants, so we can see 2 and 3, because Mike understands 2 and 3 is reality down here. All right, we got to go to break. Got a lot more stuff to get to here. Man, Omar Kelly with – he already got me fired up. He got you fired up out there? And Kimbo Camper, we'll just add the old school coming in. You know old school. Keep that music down. Hey, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Man, I'm telling you right now, have you seen the new SUV family at your South Florida Chevy dealer? Never better. I'm going to start with the most important thing. It better have a good look. I've never seen anybody go, you know, it's ugly, but it's really comfortable. If it's ugly, it's out. Hey, and I got to tell you, man, South Florida Chevy dealers, the all-new Equinox and the electric Equinox got everything you need. And not only a great look, but I got to tell you, all the other things you get, including plenty of room and for your family and friends and your cargo, they've got you covered. Boy, it's great. It's a great one. And while I'm at it, the 2025 Traverse, just a little bit bigger, not quite as big as a Tahoe or Suburban, our big boys. But if you're looking for something that's got a lot of room, you just can't go wrong with what South Florida Chevy dealers have done in their SUV family, from a Suburban and a Tahoe like I have. Plenty of room for everybody. But just not only that, but if you're getting ready to take a last-second trip here over the next few days, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Take some test drives. Check it out. See how you like it. We got great deals going on. We got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, and we got one sexy SUV family. I'd say by far the best overall products I can remember being with South Florida Chevy dealers for almost 20 years now. Man, you got to stop by, take a test drive, and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Harold's with us, and the big fella, Kimbo Camper's on his way in. We're getting him out of Fort Lauderdale, picking him to come in here and spend a little time with us this morning. And all right, tease me. Give me three guys that through the first 7 days of practice, they're off today, that you think have been – no, listen, not everybody's going to be perfect every day. But
yeah.
Three guys. Give me three guys that just show up. And should I start? Or you want to start?
You can start. Go ahead. I'm curious what you see.
Patrick Paul.
Not every day, but certainly with pads
okay,
on.
Okay, no. You can go. Willie Gay.
He's a grown man. Patrick Paul's a grown man with pads on. Willie Gay, every day. Every day he makes a play. I'm curious how they're going to use him because he has to play.
Jalen Waddle, of course, he and Tua have had great time. And I kind of leave Tua out of everything, and he's had
that's not
a really
fair,
good
though.
Camp.
That's
no,
not
no,
fair.
No, but I expected that.
Yes,
he's got his
right.
guys, and considering what's going on defensive side of who's up today.
7 days, no interceptions, though, Joe?
No.
That's pretty. And here's
you
the
read
thing.
Into that, by the way, way too much on this interception thing.
No.
Even Tua told you. You do. You read in. Like, guy's going to take chance. Like, my guy.
But he doesn't. He's not conservative. He doesn't check down all the time. I think he's probably working on checking down a little bit
that,
more.
But if he's going to try to throw it in there a few times.
He tries to throw it in there.
Somebody's going to pick one.
What I like about what Tua does is you don't see incompletions very often. And if there are incompletions, it's because the receiver didn't drop, you know, or the pressure rushed him a little bit. You'll probably see two or three incompletions a day. And, you know, that's why he completes 70% of his passes last season. And, yeah, everybody's going to say, well, he threw
last
it short a lot.
Last year's a bad example.
I know. But
there
were
a lot of short stuff last year.
But he's challenging for the all-time record in completion percentage with Kurt Warner and Chad Pennington. He's up there. Tua's right up there.
I'm with you. You don't have to start the Tua jumping on the bandwagon. I'm with you. He's our guy, and I want to see him stay healthy. Because you know what you do? Every time you go on this, I'm just going to follow it up with, great, let me see you do it.
I agree.
And let me see you play well against and give you a few games. Let's see how you go when you go to Pittsburgh in the middle of December.
Okay, that's fair. It's
and that
be
stuff.
Cold. No.
By the way, he can knock it out. He go out there and play your ass off, and hopefully he has enough around him late in the year, and they can win those games, and that narrative will be gone.
Absolutely. My biggest concern now, based on what we're seeing with Tua, is how much of it is Tua versus how much of it is these cornerbacks that he's playing with. And it's a hodgepodge of, you know, remember when Jeff Ireland was like, yeah, we got a lot of threes, fours, and fives.
One of the dumbest things it ever said.
Hey, it was valid, though.
Well, you don't say that. It makes you look bad.
No, okay.
That's on you.
Well, we got a lot of threes, fours, and five cornerbacks.
We're looking for ones and twos.
Looking for ones and twos. And Tua even addressed this.
I don't know how you get a really, really good gauge when they're going against 10 and 17, you know, versus some of our other guys. And that's not to disrespect any of our guys in the receiver room, but you got to call it what it is. 10 and 17, they're just different with how they run their routes and then collectively their speed as well, right? So, you know, it's tough for me to say they've done good, they haven't, you know, because that, like, those guys are just different. I mean, even the top cornerbacks in the league, you know, have trouble covering these guys. So, you know, we're continuing to work as a team. I'm trying to do my best to get those guys on that side of the ball ready before we start flying over to go joint practice with Chicago and Detroit. And that's where we're at right now.
Okay. That was nicely.
That was not, I mean, but it's always the truth serum to it. That's about as critical as he's going to get. I don't know what's going on over there, Joe.
Well, it's so what I going back to your article yesterday, secondary needs a savior right now. And Jack Jones going to start at one job?
I don't know, not based on what I saw yesterday.
Mike Hilton, he's probably going to start in a slot it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done, maybe, but right now he's behind Cornell Armstrong. And I actually like what I've seen from Cornell Armstrong.
Okay, so we've done this before where guys that veteran players that have been basically special teams have come in here and done a good job, even though they're
– when?
We've had some guys come in here in the last few years.
You talking about do a good job as a starter?
Just have some good camp time early on.
Okay.
And then before going back to mostly
special teams.
Mm-hmm. So they got some veteran guys. We got all those young guys. We got some guys we're kind of waiting on have been around. Bonner.
Mm-hmm. Are we really waiting
Cam
on them
Smith,
anymore?
I don't know. Do you trust Bonner or Cam Smith right now?
I trust Bonner more than I trust Cam Smith.
So I'm completely done with Cam Smith. I'm
not done with him. I am not banking on him. I would rather invest in Jason Marshall Jr. at this point. I'm sorry, 3 years. I'm done. I can't wait for you to be what I need you to be after 3 years.
I'm glad you said that. Jason Marshall, I give every chance to play.
He's very inconsistent. I hear you.
Let's get out there and let it go. And by the way, if a guy gets beat but he's making some plays too, I'm okay with that. If a guy's showing me he can be aggressive and going after it and not playing scared back there,
here's one of my main criticisms of Mike McDaniel, and this is something that I really don't like, and we touched on a little bit earlier. There are no open competitions in camp. Even the cornerback spot. You know when Brian Flores, it was 2019, this was the year that this is something I really respect about Brian Flores. You performed well the previous day. You were the starter the next day. And that's how we discovered Nick Needham. Because all of a sudden, Nick Needham just comes out of nowhere, undrafted rookie, and he's starting over veteran players. And he didn't make the team initially, made the practice squad, but then he got elevated up. And if the puppy bites,
you're not, you know, you're not giving Anthony Weaver enough credit. You're already saying Mike's sitting up there in his office.
It's playing favorites,
and he telling, no, I want this guy to play on defense.
Playing favorites, and it might not be Mike. It might be Weaver, and that's fair. But
you didn't
say
Anthony Weaver, who's a defensive coordinator, who's very well respected.
I know Mike keeps his hands off on the defense. Okay, so
all right. Well, you didn't say that,
but this is your team, and I'm sorry if a guy performs well the previous day, he should be elevated up, and we see what happens. We see where this goes.
So let me ask you off what you've seen, and who's healthy right now? Who would be your guys inside and out? Who'd be the first three guys?
Cornerback.
Corner, inside, and the two outside
Storm,
guys.
Storm, Cornell Armstrong, because I'm seeing it and I'm intrigued, and I haven't really seen Mike Hilton do much. I don't have another guy. Ethan Bonner.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to pick somebody. It's Ethan Bonner, but I'm not convicted to any of those. But Jack Jones just got here, but I watched him get roasted yesterday by D. Eskridge. That wasn't good, and here's the thing about him. He's a kind of a known knucklehead, and I got to make him earn everything. So he got to start from the bottom and work his way up.
I think he knows that.
Yes, he does.
Especially after he said, this is the only call I got to come play for.
Yeah, he knows that. He knows his reputation. You've been fired three times, bro. Like you're a young talented player that 7 interceptions, 4 of them returned for touchdowns, and nobody wants to employ you. That's
yeah.
You.
Yeah. No. You hope the light go. Hey, I've been saying every day, in a very nice way, I hope the light goes up.
Yeah,
on the neck up. I hope the light goes on.
And that's the one thing I've learned about the NFL. They'll tolerate you if you're super talented. If you're kind of talented, nah. But you're a headache, nah. It's a privilege to play in the NFL. It's not your right.
Is there a chance that one of those four guys, those veterans, could still be on this team? Or you think they're done with this veteran free agent class that's still out there? Douglas, Gilmore, Barry, and Samuel.
At the rate cornerbacks and wide receivers usually suffer the most injuries in training camp because they do the most running. We're not done with injuries. So yes, my answer is yes to that question. We're not done with injuries.
I'm not going to be surprised to see something right there when the big cut takes place, that somebody comes in here and at that position that they don't pick somebody.
There's a guy on the depth chart right now that I'm not even going to name him, but I haven't seen him, and he's not obviously I haven't seen him for a reason. So why is he here? Like, go cut him and go get somebody else. But I do believe that they're going to when people cut their roster down to 53. They're going to be very active on the waiver wire, and they're going to be very active pursuing veterans, because this is not the final answer. This is like, we knew this was bad. We knew this had the potential to be bad. We didn't know it had the potential to be this bad, because you lost Cater. That means that's the one reliable guy that you did have.
That was your best guy.
That was your best guy.
Inside and outside, yes.
You lost that guy. So now you got nothing. Now you got, it's like a spades hand where you just got, you got no books. You just got 5 possibles.
So the team going into this season had to look from the draft. I'm being serious. Had to look at free agency.
Oh, my God.
Had to look at the draft where we had that big space to move
Remember the draft when Chris Greer said on the very first day, you know, we feel confident we can get cornerbacks later.
He said there are a lot of veterans.
There are a lot of veteran
guys
that can
help
us. And, you know, and we got a pretty good history drafting guys late and, you know, undrafted. Like, okay.
Can I
tell
you
one
thing? I think they're really counting on Jack Jones to play. I'm just telling you, I believe in their mind. By the way, you don't think they know him? Their consultant general manager that they hired this offseason as a big asset to work with Chris, an assistant GM, knows him better than anybody because he was a GM at Las Vegas last year. He knows him really well.
Ooh, okay. Well,
you forgot about that one, didn't you?
I forgot about that, but, I mean, Jack,
Okay, so I'm just telling you.
Listen, he gives it up. He gives up the ghost. Like, 8 touchdowns were scored on him last year. Now, can you become a more disciplined cornerback? That, and Mike said something yesterday that I found very interesting. He was basically saying, we need these cornerbacks to do exactly what we're asking them to do. Play the assignment exactly
right.
How we're
yes,
asking.
I agree.
And if you don't play the assignment how we're asking you, we're not going to play you.
Yes.
That's why
no,
Cam
trust.
Smith. That's why Cam Smith is not playing.
But this thing, this goes back to one thing both our coordinators have in common, the last two we've had, Fangio and now Weaver, is you got to trust the guy back there.
Absolutely.
We tell you, don't get beat deep. Stay deep in your zone in your third. Stay deep in your – if you're supposed to stay in the flats, stay in the flats. Don't get caught trying to play Superman or you think
yep.
you see something different. Stay with what you were told to do. I agree. Hey, we got to go to break. 7 o'clock hours coming up. Omar Kelly, and he already got me going this morning, man. He has already got me going this morning. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Marlins on their way home. Win another series, and we'll have that in the sports update coming up your way. Tell you more about that as they get set to take on the Yankees Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at home. Right now, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Can't cover anybody, can't throw the ball, can't tackle, but when it comes to getting you a mortgage quickly, nobody's going to do it better than Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. It's all about great service. Great service is you need a mortgage and you need the best rates and you need it quickly and you want to get all this stuff started and being able to get a hold of a guy on a Saturday or Sunday because he's always working, that's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Hey, first-time home buyers, you want to get in the game, right? You keep losing out. Every time you go to think you have a place and you like it, somebody beat you out on it. Well, we're going to get you qualified. We're going to get all the work done. So next time you go out there, you know you can get a home. You're going to be right in the – and you're going to get the best rates at the same time. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. Michael Kotze's got a great program for you. He's got a program for everybody out there. Go to Google Reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews. A lot of nice things are being said about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Now, I'm not taking shots at him. The man has no life. This is all he does is work. Matter of fact, the wife, he got a good-looking wife. He doesn't want to go out on the weekends. No, I got to work on something. We'll go out next week. 7 days a week, this guy's working. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 35 years in the business, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.